you've already been in front of P&Z, and it was a unanimous decision to not approve. Why do you think that happened?
I think it's about trust. You know, I think there's a real burn, and there's a anxiety, and there's an angst that exists in our community around the notion of change. I've had the privilege to be part of a business that's had reoccurring revenue and the opportunity to do business here for nearly 50 years. So this is a privilege. I've also had the privilege to have my kids in the school system and to grow up here. And so to me, I'm an optimist. I think Aspen's best, most defining days are ahead of us. Are we all collectively being responsible for taking that Aspen idea forward? We're a ski town, and the world comes to Aspen to ski. This occurs in all ski resorts and villages all across the world. Infrastructure, change, improvement, connectivity, lifts, lodging. And so these are not difficult things. It's just we need to get together. And the struggle that happened at P&Z is that getting people informed and then having people feel comfortable taking a leadership position. And I think we were close with several people on the P&Z, and there was that, like, yeah, it's almost there. You're not quite there.
Specific complaints that they had?
You know what? There were some specific complaints that they were concerned that we had not been community-minded in dealing with some of our neighbors, and about lift placement and about size and mass and scale. And I think that sometimes people in positions of responsibility, they have to also get together and feel comfortable being at the front of the leadership pack. And I think that there were glimpses of people that were ready to do that, but they felt more comfortable, I think, pushing it to council and then letting it go to a wider discussion and with comment from the public and then with input from, you know, the city council and the staff.